Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. Hey, do you know what today is? Today is Friday, and you know what that means. Whoa, this is Oracle Friday. That's my favorite day of the week. One, I'm off for the weekend. Hey, and we get off for the weekend, can party or do whatever it is that you want to do other than being tied to work. Two, we get to have a fabulous, fabulous guest. Today we have Bill Bowers, our modern-day mystic. Oh, and I love the energy work that Bill does, and so he's going to be here with us, and that's going to be fabulous. And then it's Oracle Friday. I've got Dr. Reggie with us this morning. I have Gloria Wells in our chat room, moderating our chat room. And I just think, I'm in heaven. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic on Oracle Friday. How are you, baby?
Oh, I'm great. Well, you know what? Let's say hi to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. We're wonderful. Hey, people are lining up in our queue already. I want to give a shout out, let everybody know, listen, you've got something going on in your life this morning. You have questions. If you feel stuck, this Bill Bowers will unstick you. This is the man you want to call. And I know, you know, there are some challenges that we have. These are challenging times. Please call in. The number is 914-338-0590. I have a friend. I wish I had called her before the show. I think I'm going to try to send her a text message because I know she needs to talk to Bill. Anyway, 914-338-0590. You need to call in this morning and get the guidance of Mr. Bowers, and it will soothe your soul. Wonderful spirit. He deals with the dowsing energy, but he's a powerful, he merges all of his talents. My goodness, how the energy of God is moving through him. He merges he's a medium, he's an intuitive, all of the wonderful gifts that he brings together, and a wonderful counselor, spiritual counselor, to bring everything in line. So please call in 914-338-0590. Dr. Reggie, will you bless us with opening our circle this morning?
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the energy of Bill Bowers to create him in your mind as an idea to place as a light worker on planet Earth, to bring us healing, hope, and empowerment and enlightenment of our spirits. Let us all walk in the path of sacred energy and the Almighty. We ask that you bless everybody who's listening to this broadcast. Every single ear that's listening is going to be blessed, healed, and restored for whatever ails them. I thank you for the energy of the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit on the council of all councils in the galaxy to come forth now and heal everybody through Bill Bowers. We thank you for his instrument, that he's a living soul created by you. Let us bring forth energy and love in all that we do, most of all the power of love to heal. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So, Bill, some people that are listening in on the show this morning may not be familiar with you. You know, we've had you on our show several times, and we will continue to have you on our show. But will you please tell people about your work and what you're and how you go about your sessions?
Yeah, well, thank you, Cynthia. As you started to speak about me, I'm not used to being in a group of people where someone can sort of sing my praises. When you said Bill will unstick you, I thought, well, she's describing Teflon. But in reality, we do need that coating of not letting things get to our soul and wear us down. And to the degree that you can stay positive, to that degree, things will not stick as much. Because let's face it, we do know, thanks to mass media, the world economically, the world spiritually, the world in any way, shape, or form in our health is so united now in mass communication. And so is the challenges, and so are the joys and the blessings. I think that one of the ways I'm able to be as successful as I am, because I seem to be batting 100. What I mean by that, I'm saying, is there's no one that I have not worked with in these last 9 months that has not seen major relief, including myself. But it seems to come from a test first. And I don't mean a test. It's just life and the challenges. You know, I started as a fundamentalist Christian minister at 18, and then at 45 had a breakaway from traditional religion. I had been an artist by profession to raise my children and to provide. So I painted murals and faux finishes, and I had my own art gallery, and everybody said, you can't raise a family on art. Well, don't tell this puppy he can't. Because automatically I said, well, just watch me do that, because I just do know within my soul from all of the things I experienced with life's traumas is that we do get stronger if we do not indulge in pity parties or, more importantly, in the lack feeling that we do not have a direct connection with divine, with God, with higher power, with source.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess sometimes, as strange as we are as humans on this earth, when we go through those challenges, moment by moment, we have the ability to choose enlightenment or despair. And there's a lot of futility being sold by the pound that comes out of our own mouths, out of concern and worry, out of the media, just in life in general. But these are personal and family and national birthing pains. So how I work, what I do is I go by my heart, I go by my gut, and I think my whole life, because things growing up were so hard, that I ask for divine direction always, and it's always there.
And, you know, that is what is so amazing to me, is how available the universe is to us, and how we receive the answers that we're seeking so quickly. The question is whether or not we are listening. And the reason you're so powerful as a mystic and as a healer is because you remain available and open, and you listen. You listen. So let's go to our first caller. Uh, 9473, you're on the air this morning. Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how are you this morning? What's your name?
Woody.
Hey, Woody. You're a regular caller, aren't you?
Yes.
You saw Bill's name and said, I got to talk to this man this morning, huh?
Hi, Woody. I have a message for you. It's really important that you do not feel defeated. Please know and understand that we recognize that you have the ability to make some major choices for you right now. Please don't understand that you can have the world at your feet. The one message above all is what was already said in Bill speaking before, and now it's I'm talking with me and through the divine, is that you have the same power to do what I do. You have the same power to do what Dr. Reggie does. This conflict in the physical that you're dealing with, this conflict in the burning desire that you have to create sound music and to be able to be of creative juices, is the test of the soul. Please know and understand that this man is having his being purged through fire to to recognize that he comes from a lineage of unsuccessful men, and that because of that, he in his lineage have not been able to get beyond a certain point around family of origin. Recognize that you've been in limbo for a very, very long time and not knowing exactly if anything's going to break. But you have to understand also that you have it within you. If you never talk to another psychic, spiritualist, financial advisor, recognize that you are being blessed with money and the ability to use that money for the right reasons. What you have to do now is amp your faith up to 175%, not 60 and then 70, not 70, then 80. Sometimes you peak 100, and many times when you open up to faith, things fall apart for you. And recognize and know that the reason why this is because you just need to stick it out and bench press a little bit longer and pace yourself and call on Archangel Gabriel. Archangel Gabriel stands behind you on your left side. He'll be in the back seat of your vehicle wherever you travel. He wants you to call on him to take care of your earthly needs. Know that the physical things that you're dealing with at this time are there to be released as you call on the mystics, John of God. Call on any of your lineage that you've had that were healers. Recognize that the ancestors on the mother's side are very, very strong in spirit and can help you with these things. And above all, not one inch of doubt, not one inch of fear or worry. Do not worry, wonder. Instead of worrying about how is this going to happen, wonder, like, how is spirit going to do this for me? For I can do this. The spirit is leading you to talk to me. The spirit is leading you to call. Recognize that the same spirit as you put into your own life, which can start off with every morning before you talk to anyone, to look in the mirror and say that I trust myself and I know the mysteries of life.
Wow. Talk about getting the morning started. Woody.
We've got a lot of good stuff about to happen, about to pop and break through very much.
Whoa.
So.
Woody, how did that, what are you hearing? How are you feeling?
Great. I feel great.
Well, what did you hear him say to you? What did your soul hear?
Just keep on going. Just have faith.
Uh-huh.
Just keep on, you know, keep in contact with the universe and keep on going, I guess, just being positive.
No, it's more than that, because a lot of people are still keeping on going and thinking positive. Thinking positive is like sprinkling a little bit of sugar on a whole lot of, I won't even say what it looks like, but thinking positive isn't enough. That's in the head. This is the cellular opening of light coming into your body, of claiming and knowing that you are not physical, that you do not have problems, of recognizing that you can, by not by giving up hope or by doubt. Doubt is the poison, is the toxin, and anger becomes the cancer. So for you, you have to finally, now, and everyone on the call, including myself, have to remember, you change and you alchemize problems from base heavy metal to solid gold. And what's happening to you, what has happened to you, is like gold. You know, when they pick gold in its pure state raw, it's got other stuff in it. It's got ore, it's got lead, it's got aluminum, things in it. They heat it up under fire, under test, and it sweats. It sweats out all what they call the dross. The dross is the impurities in that metal. And under that fire, it becomes 14 karat. It becomes solid gold. And this is what's happening to you. And I want you to understand, if you never talk to anyone again other than your family and your friends, you have a direct line to source, and make that commitment that you will walk in faith without any doubt at all. When the doubt comes up, you find a way to make it a party. You find a way to go within, and you invoke the power, however you visualize it, through sound, music, through light, and know and expect things to come through for you. It's not just getting by, and it's not just keeping on, because just keeping on is not working for anybody. It's claiming and owning and creating some ritual for yourself. Self-talk is important, and to let you know that you have the ability to allow the universe to work for you without worrying, without strain. You're taking stock of what you've done before. You are the magician at this particular time. Everyone that's listening at this call, the spirit of the tarot card of the magician, We have infinity over our heads. We have a thought. Boy, I'd like to do this. Oh, I'm inspired to do this. And then it's got to filter down to, oh, things haven't worked before. Oh, I've tried and got marginal results. Oh, the economy. Blah, 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 blah. And so you have to, one of the things I do in faith, I had a pretty decent, easy go of it spiritually and financially, and took risk by the Holy Spirit to come down to this Florida town and be across the street from the beach and sit on that beach and think things, not do things. And they're coming to me because I followed the call to do that here in Sarasota, Florida. It took great faith. I got to admit, I have my own share of freak out, but I only allow so much of it on my plate. All of that, what you are hearing, Woody, what you are hearing is not the words, but the spirit behind me that's driving through me to you, to everyone, the Holy Spirit, like tongues of flame over your head at this time. Everyone that's listening, visualize a candle flame jumping off the candle and rising above your head, anointing you with the ability to speak in the tongue of truth, prosperity, and your birthright. And so it is.
Wow. And so it is. And so it is. You're awfully quiet, Woody.
He's taking it in.
I know.
Taking it in, yeah.
I know.
Okay.
So, wow. He put a fire underneath me. I hope I put a fire underneath you,
yeah,
Woody.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific question about any one thing before we go on to the next caller, Woody?
As you were saying earlier, just having the faith and, you know, not doubt. And I'm pushing forth to, you know, with the career in music, with the art. So I'm doing that. And I have a show in 2 weeks, and going forth with that.
So do you feel like things won't work, or are you worried, or do you question your path, the path that you're on and delving into?
Yeah, just like where everything's going, just like a little bit of doubt, where everything's going. That's just doubt.
Well, like I said, we're being fed that, you know, a plateful every hour on the hour right now in all over the world. You know, we're talking about the economy and fears. I had someone I know call and grabbed a group of us last week and said, you know, very, very soon the government is going to admit that they're working with extraterrestrial beings, that there's a takeover coming, and that the aliens they've been working for since the 1950s are going to reveal themselves, and people are going to freak out. You know, I'm going to make something up. I believe that we're going to run this country by Elvis. Elvis is going to come in, and he's going to reveal himself, and he's working with the Kennedys and the Onassises. I mean, you know, you can
you have to be careful, Bill. Because somebody will tune in right at that point and say, oh, my God. Elvis is taking over.
Anyway. But, you know, I mean, I'm just saying that the mind wants so much to take over and steer the ship. And so, you know, just pay attention to quiet ideas you get that inspire you. And don't feel defeated. I have my fears. And I know every time, sometimes they get deeper or things you're not expecting, and we get discouraged. But in the physical body, when we lift weights or go for a run and we go for a jog, we sweat. We huff and puff. You know, you go into a sauna and you sweat and it's uncomfortable and you're under fire. And then when it's done and those detoxing toxicities of both physical toxicities as well as the emotional, we always feel better afterwards. Even after a flu or a cold, you're clearing and cleansing. And by doing that, it's uncomfortable, but on the other, a birth is scary, uncomfortable, messy, but it's life, and on the other side of that comes the process. So this is what's going on for you.
Yeah. I definitely wanted to ask you a couple more questions, Woody, because I really want to have an opportunity to kind of feel your energy a little bit more, and I want the audience to feel you a little bit more. So your artwork, how do you feel with your art? in your music? And do you, are you a photographer?
No, I'm a songwriter.
A songwriter?
Yeah.
Okay, because you said, oh, so the show that you're having is not with your art, it's with your music.
Yes.
Okay, so when you're creating music, how does that feel for you?
I'm good. It just come out of aspiration. Sometimes it just come out of nowhere, or I'm sleeping. I wait, inspiration comes to me. I could be working, and inspiration comes to me. And I just write it on paper and get going.
Does it bring you joy? Do you smile? Can
yes,
you do
it does.
A twin? Okay. Understand that that's where you're supposed to be all the time. So
yeah.
What I think, what if you can stay in that energy, everything is going to be okay. Isn't that right, Bill?
Self-talk is you talking to you and your soul. We have to continually to keep our speech up. You know, when I'm down, my favorite words I can't say on the phone. But in reality, what we're doing is speech and words are prophetic. They are prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to hold right now that, Woody, you have a divine right to find joy in the craft, regardless of what millions of other people want to make it in music. One of my sons wants to as well. And recognize, too, that it may come in a different way of marketing, but shine in the joy of knowing that you can help and do these things. What we have to get rid of is the self-doubt. It is the biggest sin. I mean, even in Kabbalah, they talk about Satan or Satan as being the resistor. We have other callers coming, so we need to talk to others. But, Woody, let's talk sometime today before 10 a.m. I don't know if you have my number, but I can give it to you, and we can talk a little bit further about this.
As a matter of fact, Bill, this is probably a great time for you to give your contact information out, your email, your website.
Right. My website is www.billbowersguidance.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my number where I can be reached is 828-216-9039. My email is chakrablue, C-H-A-K-R-A. B-L-U-E 14 at yahoo.com.
Thank you so much. Woody, thank you so much for calling and
thank
being a regular listener. We appreciate you, and I hope that this time with Bill has been a blessing for you. I'm sure it has. It's a lot. Go back and listen to the archive, because he was giving you a lot of advice here to help you move forward and stay
well,
in
your Well, I was
room.
Really happy the way that came out, because it wasn't just me. That came loud and clear. And it came because of his faith to call.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Woody.
Thank you. Listen, if you have a question for Bill Bowers this morning, please call us at 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll just open the line up for you. Call in. I've got some open lines now. You can call in and press 1 on your telephone keypad. You know, Bill, what was so amazing to me about your message to this young man was his lineage. You touched on his lineage of men who had not in his line, his ancestors.
Right.
Who had not been successful or had major accomplishments, and
right.
that he has inherited that consciousness.
Right.
I thought that was powerful. You know, there's a disconnect with us in America with our lineage.
This is what I love about the aspect of my work of the dowsing techniques,
mm-hmm.
because I can measure how much of self-sabotage or memories, beliefs, or thoughts are inherited, self-imposed, or by association. And many times, you know, we talk about having affirmations and talking ourselves into things. That's like saying to Bill Gates needs to sit in front of the mirror with a little post-it note on the mirror saying, I am abundant, I am abundant. He doesn't need to do that. He doesn't have to do that. He's claimed that in his life at a very, very young age. Now, many people can say, well, because of what I've been handed at birth, come from a poor family, disabilities, having a hard time, being prejudiced, having all kinds of strikes against me, that doesn't mean anything because every person has a challenge, but we do carry our ancestors. And if they were not so much on the path as we may be, there's a need to understand and recognize this is where I am multidimensional. I can go back in time or at least look at the family lineage if there's anything there and clear that up with the dowsing techniques. And when I say dowsing, we talk about using a pendulum with a wheel and a chart that gives us the numbers and the ratios of positive or negative charge. Is this issue dealing with memories, thoughts, or beliefs that are inherited? If it says yes, and I say, well, what percentage of it? 70%. If we clear it, it can rise over to on the wheel and on the odometer, so to speak. It can measure with faith and with clearing it with the energy we just used that came in through me through that discussion. And it can raise to 50% positive, 60, but we do have to get used to growth and expansion. Fear of success is a lot more simply subtle, but a lot more prevalent than fear of struggle or failure, because we're used to that. We're used to disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's this young man burning inside, no matter what, to do the creation that the spirit and the energy wants to give him. And to the degree that he's wanting that, there's also the degree of the other side, the dark side, which is doubt, fear, faith, other people's opinions. You can curse somebody just by telling them, no, they're never going to make it. Get realistic. That automatically will automatically take down your vision a good 40 to 50% if you're not protected or if you're not the suit of armor of faith has got to stop and deflect those things.
I know.
So, you know, our family, I've come from struggle on both the mother's side, Albanian Orthodox. On my father's side was English and French Indian, but I know of my relatives that they were hard workers and just got by.
Wow. Yep. Well, I mean, even with my dad, it was always just work, 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 work. And but work for him was about going to a job, being there, you know, an hour early, and being creative and finding solutions to every problem, and
right.
And nothing impossible for him to do. And he passed that on to me. And now I find myself, you know, here wanting to do this show to teach and share. And it's not like going to a traditional job, and it's a conflict. But I will say this, I have moved consistently in my joy that the lesson, and I want to share this with Woody, is that we all have our fears and our doubts. Even you, Bill, are saying, hey, from time to time, I have my fears or my doubts. But we're in control of how much control we give to those fears and doubts.
Well,
and
the quality of my fears and doubts are far superior than the quality of fears that other people have. I'm
right.
We can make ourselves really singled out like a bullseye's on our back.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, other people go through too, but oh my God, you know, who's after me? Where is God? Why have you forsaken me? So
right.
Talk about divide and conquer. And there are times, because we have been shocked. Our body, our heart, our soul has been shocked by, I got hit with this. Now I've got this illness. How the heck am I supposed to do any better? I'm getting older. I remember watching my mother die at only 23 years old. I was four.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my father going downhill, my grandparents, and I thought, what's the futility in trying to do anything when we're just breaking down and dying and in pain? So when we're in that mode, when we're in that, and then we get hit with hearing about people so stressed out, they're just shooting up the town. Have you not noticed on the media is featuring the different shootings that have been going on across America?
Sure. Yeah.
And so it's hype. The fact that we didn't hear any of it until after the Aurora, Denver shooting, now it's being featured, it's in our mind and our psyche. And
mm-hmm.
every bit of bad news has to be filtered from the ears to the kidneys. We lose a certain amount of vitamin C, vitamin B, potassium, every time we hear negativity.
Wow.
They do not feature that someone got in front of a truck and it stopped and saved someone, some child from getting hit. We do not feature that a person who is desperate and had no work and no money got got the signal to transmute it and call on Divine and developed a thriving company within 2-3 weeks. One of my favorite books for the callers and the readers to listen to, mm-hmm. John Randolph Price, his very first book, and I think he wrote it in the late 80s, it's called The Super Beings. And it talks about, he interviewed people on the earth that were considered earth masters by his standards. Mm-hmm. And there is 12 phases to how a person goes from being on the spiritual path to being an earth master. I always go back to that book when I get to the point where I don't know where else to go. And all I do is pick up one paragraph. But if someone were to read it, they would recognize how much the inner realms and the inner kingdom can reestablish our faith, reestablish the things we need. And so dowsing is one of the new tools I have, but I've said to the universe, I want more than dowsing. So I get dowsing, and now I've got sound frequency, and then Woody calls. Sound frequency. You know, that's all I've been seeing in the last 2 weeks. I've been given special tuning forks, special sounding devices that are helping people long distance with physical things.
Wow.
So the pantry keeps getting stocked with a lot of spices. It's just getting on. Yeah,
that's awesome. I know I've watched you grow. Let's go to our next caller.
Yeah.
Good morning. 2391, you're on the air.
Yes,
hello.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
How are you all doing?
Great.
Yes,
what's your name?
My name is Don. How's it?
Okay,
I'm
Don. Where are you calling from?
Orlando.
Oh, great. You have a question for Bill this morning, Don?
Yes, I was just wondering if he has any messages for me.
Well, one of the things that would be really good for you, you know how, you know, well, in school they teach us about nutrition, and they say if you look on your plate, there's 4 food groups. There's, you know, the starches, there's the leafy greens and the vegetables, there's the sugars, and then there's the proteins. One of the things on your diet that you personally have got to try to find a way to do is how to deal with frustration. Because right now it feels like you feel like you're in a rock in a hard place. If I do this and to help others or to do what I think I'm supposed to do, I'm not happy because I'm helping by what others want me to do. If I do that, someone's not happy with me. If I do this, I'm not happy that I'm giving in. And we recognize, too, that there's a woman who is strong personality. I don't know if she's widowed or single. She's having to, almost like a single mother, trying really hard to influence you and have you, this is what you could do, this is what you should be doing, and recognize that although she means well, it's not what you need to hear right now. You have to start listening to your own inner voice. You may have a mother, a woman that is a counselor or someone strong in your life, but it comes down to this. We lose sometimes 20, sometimes 60% of our own navigation by listening to people we respect. Someone else might say to you, even if it's a boss, someone might say to you, this is the way things are done, this is what you are best at, this is what you should be doing. The frustration you're feeling is because your own voice, your own connection with God, your own connection with the divine wants you to listen to that and follow your gut with that. And when you don't, you get angry at yourself. You think you're the one that has the lack of faith, and it's not it. You listen to the advice and the conscience of someone else. See yourself as not being a traditional person. Be the bohemian. Be the artist. Be the beatnik. Be the guru or the artist that sits out on the water and decides to paint. You need non-traditional ways of religion and belief, non-traditional ways of seeing yourself. If you had a choice this day forward, what occupation would you claim that you are as a professional? What would you call yourself?
A healer.
Well, go ahead. Elaborate on that.
You're absolutely on point. In fact, this is what I was doing this morning. This is why I called in. Yeah, 100% on point. Because I just want to heal people. You know, it is a lot of people who are suffering, and I can feel the suffering, and I just want to find a way to get to the public. And I also want to first heal myself
Just about to jump on that bandwagon. Everyone across the board has been saying the same thing. I've been hearing it for the last 2 years. No matter where I live or who calls or who I talk with, people are having problems financially, inner conflicts. The first thing everybody says is, I want to be able to be of service to others. That's a good thing. And the boomerang effect of the economy, what people complain about what George Bush did to this country, took it down, will boomerang it. Everyone, because of things falling apart, are asking the deeper questions. It's not like, how do I make more money? It's like, I want to heal. But you cannot heal effectively without draining yourself, without working on yourself first. You have to be selfish. You have to. I can't give you a gallon of blood when all they're asking is a pint or a half a pint. And most people, they call wounded healers. We can't be wounded and heal others. You know, I'm a leper, and I'm going to give you Reiki. both our hands will fall off from the leprosy. I mean, it's just, I don't know where that came from.
I know. Don, you say you want to heal yourself. What's going on with you?
Like you said, everything you say is on point. Fine, you know.
Everything is what?
Everything you say is on point. I'm just saying, finance. Yeah.
In your finance?
Not just that. Also, you know, have a better health. My health is not, I'm not struggling health-wise, but I still want to be better. I'm very health conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Finance and health, you know.
Okay.
There's a book I can recommend that could inspire you for your health. You will find yourself amped up at least 65%. And Tony and Reggie knows of this woman, Dr. Reggie, you know about Tony, T-O-N-I-T-O-N-E-Y. Her book is called Get Green, Get Clean, Go Green, Eco Diet, the E-C-O diet. And it really is raw fruits and vegetables and organic. But even if you, because I'm not 100% vegan or vegetarian either, but the recipes and the smoothies and the foods that you can do that are less expensive and better for you are fantastic. She went over to the islands of Greece, and she went to the island of Patmos, and the majority of this book was written over there, not far from where John received the Cave of the Revelation. So that book, Get Clean, Go Green, Eco Diet, just look and Google T-O-N-I-T-O-N-E-Y, Tony. And although it's hard to reach her, her book can really turn around your ability to manifest financially by vibrating physically in the body. That can help. And also, let me see if there's anything else. You understood what was said and given to me about strong women affecting you, both mother...
Yes.
Yeah, or strong over what you should be doing to be practical. What they're doing is they're going by how they have survived and how they have made it, but that has nothing to do with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Don, I encourage you, Bill is just off the chain this morning, I encourage you to go back and listen to the archive because there's so much coming off of his lips this morning. Sometimes you can't get it all, and you have to listen to it over and over again. So go back and listen to the archive so that you can really hear everything he's saying, and it will feed your soul and help shift your energy, okay?
Yeah, he's definitely right. I've been frustrated for a while. Yeah.
Bless your heart. Well, we are holding you in the light and praying for your shift in energy. We know that it will, and so it is. You'll move into your healing work, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. Wow.
There's more coming in for him. I can't shut it off this morning, probably because, you know, it's something we all need to hear. And I love doing this, too, because like when we did our energy infusion, you know, it was national. And so look at the amount of people that called, and I think that this is going to help others besides going to a physical church is to have the circle of prosperity, the circle of people coming together to all be the mystics to bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important for him. He could very easily get work that's not related to healing, just to heal himself, but to have the cash flow so he can continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we really have to wait and do something mindless that we can walk away from when it's time.
Yeah, you know, but the thing that we talk about in Circles of Prosperity right now, we're in the book study of spiritual partnership and moving into our authentic power, the power that we were designed to have. And one of the things that he emphasizes in his book, the author emphasizes in the book, is that our circumstances, the thing that we attract into our lives, are opportunities for us to grow spiritually. And here you have these two young men who want to have a career that's not the typical career that you would say is going to be successful. I mean,
right.
If you're going to be in the music industry, how many people actually make it? You know, it's very limited. It's very competitive. If you listen to that, but if they stay in the reality of their desire, the joy that what they do brings them, is going to attract the circumstances to them that they want to experience.
Well, that's not only is that totally accurate, but the other aspect to that is it may very well be, since it's a divine gift, we may think in our head we've got to get a record or a contract deal, we have to have the money come in. It could very possibly be that something else becomes a major source of income. So if they do need be, give it away or give it to the point where it is not their only way of creating income until it gets to that point. It may very well be that we are supposed to give our creative gifts as a community to people much differently than what we have in the past. Major
yeah.
corporations are looking at the mystic side of how to bring in. I'm being hired now by business people to monitor the charge of the workshops they're doing, what to get rid of as far as the traditional way of creating marketing for themselves, calling in the mystic. And so I guess what I'm basically saying is, you know as well as I do, Dr. Reggie, as well as Cynthia, that sometimes our prayers get answered, but it doesn't look like we thought it was going to be. And if he thinks this is the way it has to happen, there could be other ways that they're doing that. We are being blessed with challenges to see how we can become creative, dig deeper within, and ask for guidance.
Yes, and that's the point. And this is another point that Gary Zukav makes in his book, A Spiritual Partnership. He says, as humans, we are evolving, and we've
right.
had several of our book studies that talk about the evolution of the human being on planet Earth.
Right.
The Earth is evolving, and we are evolving. And what he says is that we were in a period where we were. Control. We made decisions based on our fear of dying, our fear of surviving, and he calls that the five sensory human being. In other words, that everything that we did was based on our five senses.
That's so cool. That is
right. And that it was all about manipulation and control. And so that we are moving into becoming multisensory beings. People like you and Dr. Reggie, who are intuitive, who are already aware of that unseen energy, and you pay attention to it, and you are you follow those instincts, like you followed the instruction for you to move to Sarasota. It's that unseen intuition that's putting you in touch with, in tune with, that which is higher in consciousness to
right.
guide you through your life. That we're moving into existing and making choices based on that intuition. It's such a powerful book. And he is giving us the guidelines on how to make that shift. This is such a struggle mode right now because we're in between, for lack of a better description, we're in between two worlds, the world of fear-based thoughts, which is struggle mode, manipulation and control, and destructive thinking. Because listen to the two guys that have called. They are struggling with the destructive thoughts, right? and trying to balance it with this in this beautiful work that wants to express through them of healing, of music. It, they're fought that intuition, and they're just what kind of trying to balance the two, you know, the scales of both, and it's causing them, so they think, turmoil. But what you said so beautifully is that it's causing, they're going through a birthing process. And in this book of spiritual partnership, he says, these circumstances are your opportunities for your spiritual growth. And
right.
So if these two young men embrace this moment where they're trying to balance and break through, that it's their opportunity to grow rather than it's what's holding them down and not going to work in their lives. Whoa! What a
yeah.
major breakthrough.
Yeah, I agree. And so, you know, just like I had the visual of when a young person becomes a teenager and then from that teenage stage to want to become an adult, well, there's a lot of trial and error. And sometimes we open our mouth just to change feet. You know, the deal is it's messy sometimes. But here's the thing is, if we never saw progress, if we never had those days or those windows where things just flowed and we got that we've learned the lesson, sometimes we'll go through a trial and then we'll get relief or it'll be over with. And we'll still be limping on, oh, my goodness, this was so much, and still have the post-trauma stress,
mm-hmm.
thinking that what else is going to happen. And at the same time, we're forgetting and negating the relief that came, the people that helped through.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, you have a thought and a prayer, and it happens, and you get the answers you need.
That's right.
We will never, in this plane, on the physical plane, we will never have to be able to undo weeding the garden. We will always have weeds to pull out of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, that produce, whether it's a garden that's been established or new seedlings put in. If someone's been at music for many, many years and they still have that passion, they have to every spring pull the weeds out. And sometimes just ripping the heads off of weeds doesn't help. Sometimes we have to take the time to get to the root. But here's the way that things become smoother.
Mm.
Faith.
That's right.
Recognizing that what we've put in escrow, what we put aside 20% of our week in faith to build on it. This is why there's so much panic if we've been spoon-fed spiritually and let our ministers do it for us and not have a direct connection. I believe that the traditional church is passing away. I believe it should. I believe that everyone in all history of indigenous cultures, they've had councils of elders, but everyone sits in a circle, so it's not clergy laity. I believe where we are supposed to all consider ourselves to have the gift of mysticism and Holy Spirit and connection, psychic ability, the intuition, it's built in all of us.
Yeah.
And rather than be circumcised and cut off from that and have it, or a lobotomy spiritually and be spoon-fed, relying on drugs and dependency on toxic foods that we get used to. No one in this country, no one should ever touch a carbonated soda drink again. No one should ever eat refined anything or packaged anything. It's being pre-chewed for you so that your body cannot vibrate at the higher level. And let me tell you, when you eat better and when you get knowledgeable about that, your faith can shine brighter because you're vibrating at 80% to 90% of your body's frequency or ability to vibe light.
Mm.
And so if another caller called in, notice how that you called, got an answer before they asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
So that's because I'm vibing high. And the reason why I'm vibing high is I, 2 days ago, faced a very deep, long, dark challenge. Faced it, stared
mm-hmm.
it down, and said, no more. You know, all of us have faith in this department. Like, I have no problem worrying. I don't worry about money. I do have issues with other things. And there are people that maybe have friends and family but don't have good health.
Mm-hmm.
And so when praying doesn't work, it's because there's something in the formula that's not been sought out or found yet as to how to have that, turn that around.
Right.
But having said that, I think for the most part, because we're going to be physically mortal, and we know there's that deterioration, that oxidation of things breaking down, we forget that the possibility of being immortal or the spirit within us arises and can heal it, so that the quality of the life and the quality of our ride between here and going back into spirit can be without stress, less entropy. And it is my wish and prayer for all those that are listening, especially for those that did not get this call but will hear the archive, to recognize that the ability to come together in circles of prosperity, to not allow the erosion of your faith. It will come up, it will come down, just like your weight can come up and come down. Your faith can get strong, it can become weak, but it's an organic muscle of life that wants you to recognize that after that push in the gym and that pressing and bench pressing, that little bit of exertion and then releasing and relaxing, stillness, quiet, spirit, non-speaking communication with nature and the divine, and prayer counterbalances the struggle mentality that the whole planet's going through now. Nothing in nature is suffering from lack of self-esteem or fear or worry about the next day.
Right. Listen, I think it's time for us to take a quick little break. I want to remind you that if you have a question for Bill this morning, please call us at 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. I know I have people here that are in our phone queue this morning, but they haven't pressed 1 on your telephone keypad. If you have a question from Bill, you need to press 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll just take a quick break here. Alrighty, we're back on the air here this morning. I am talking to a young lady that's in the chat room. Her name is Denise, and I'm waiting to hear from Denise. She has a question for you, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Gloria, are you on the line this morning?
Well, I have an answer. I have a message for Denise already, if she'd like to hear it.
Oh, okay. She's going to call in. The number is 914-338-0590. Good morning, 7985. You're on the air.
Good morning. Hi, everyone.
Hi. How are you this morning?
I'm well. This is Erica.
Hey, Erica. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I'm fine.
What's that?
I said, you already told me you're fine.
Yeah. Double fine. I love listening to your show this morning. I'm getting chills right and left. I feel like a lot of the stuff you've said already has been directed toward me too, but I would love to have a message from Spirit that was specific to me.
Okay, Bill?
Well, recognize, first of all, just by hearing your voice, I'm able to get the vibration of where you're at. So you've been in a combination of being up and positive and successful, but you also know there's some things that have to be worked on, and there's almost a little bit of trepidation. Kind of like, oh, boy, I know I need to go on this diet, or I need to work out, or I know I need to do some more studying, or I have to start looking at things I've not been looking at. Have you not experienced in the beginning of this year up until right now, have you not seen some progress in your career and in work for yourself?
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, but, you know, the stuff that I've been reading and whatever has helped me a lot.
Well, even a stay-at-home mom is a job. And so,
yeah.
You know, it's a job that you have. Well, recognize that. What's good about that is you have the ability to take breaks, to do research, to do things that interest you, to be of support to your children and to others, your neighbors, your friends. We recognize, too, because I pulled a tarot card for you, and it's the Empress. The Empress, you know, rules over her brood, rules over her kingdom in such a way that she wants to have a land flowing with milk and honey, and having, you know, the ability to have property and her maidservants and her agriculture and vineyards. So it's being prosperous from the goddess standpoint. What has to happen for you in the next couple of weeks, right into the next couple of months, is any addiction of any kind, and by addiction I mean anything that has intimidated you and made you believe that you cannot break free, has got to be addressed. There's also a little bit of getting rid of having some grief, having dealt with some grief that we want to really make sure that it's no longer going to come back. When we've had a trauma that has really taken us down or made us very, very despondent or challenged, sometimes that experience may be gone, but it's almost like expecting the other shoe to drop, because we live in a life that sometimes is mortal and changing, ever-changing, and bad can happen at any minute. But for you, it seems like this is bittersweet, beautiful ability to have been victorious and successful in the things that you do as a mother and who you are in your integrity. There's also the ability to want to do more beyond your occupation as a stay-at-home mom. Who are you separate from being a mother, or from being a wife, or from being someone in the country that is not having this major fulfilling career that's all about you? But recognize that there are things you can do in writing. There are things you can jot down in information that you may take for granted that someone else would like to read, even if it's a brochure. I don't care if it's a recipe book. There's something that you can do. It's jotting down the information of the things that you do, hobbies, tips, things that inspire you, even aromatherapy. Whatever it is, there are things that you can do and take notes of that can be put in the form of a booklet or a brochure and used in such a way to inspire other women, other people in your situation. Also, above everything else, grandmother on the mother's side, is she alive or has she passed?
Passed.
Okay, what's her name?
What's her name, Bessie?
Yeah, your grandmother on your mother's side.
Her name was Bessie.
Okay, so... do you have two children? How many children do you have?
Three.
You have three, okay. Was she alive before did she pass before the third one was born?
She passed before they were all born.
Okay, all right. So there's this connection that I'm getting from a woman, and she's an older woman, and she's in spirit, and she's on the mother's side. I'm assuming it's Bessie. And let me see. Well, the first two children, there's a connection with her in the first two. So, meaning, in other words, in spirit, she bonded with them and wants to, on some level, help you with inspiration with the family and with the kids. And recognizing that, yeah, through her lineage, again, through her lineage, your ability to create a career for you while you're home. So there's something that can happen in the form of hobby. It's about information. Can I ask you what are your hobbies or what your interests are?
Well, I've always had very physical hobbies, but lately I've been reading about numerology is piquing my interest. I seem to be going deep into that.
That, you could be on the very cutting edge of reading up and looking at it. Do you consider dabbling with being a numerologist?
Yeah, I'm starting to picture it, yeah.
Are you like me, seeing 11-11, 12-12, 10-10 all the time? Do you
count, we talk about that all the time in my family. We were always looking for those triple numbers, quadruple numbers.
Those are energetic and spiritual downloads. I used to see 11-11 once a week. It's every day, every day. I forget every time I look at the clock, 11-11. I turn on my cell phone, it's 11-11. I'm seeing 11-11, 12-12. Numerology is a undiscovered art, which will be the next trend in metaphysical studies. More and more people are going to start looking at numbers because numbers are becoming very powerful in their message beyond intuition. Very, very left brain, very logical. I would encourage you to play with doing numerological readings for people just for fun. To do that, you can do it at home. You can get the information when the kids are asleep or everybody's out of the house. You can, if you can't sleep at night, you can get up and start considering doing numerological readings, or understand that the numbers or the energy behind the digits can be manipulated in such a way that they can bring success. They can bring finance to you. I can see you being very, very good at this. But understand, so not a caution, just a heads up that there is something that has to be freed up and resolved. I pulled the devil card in reverse. And not with every person who's called have I used tarot, but they had me take my tarot cards out before you actually called. The devil card in reverse is if there's any residual thing that has to be cleaned up, that has to be taken care of first before you embark on something like this. Now, what do I mean by that? Oh, you've given up smoking, say. But then there's the tendency to still, with nicotine in the system, there's a tendency to go to another substitute drug of choice. Having a temper, having, you know, the devil card in the tarot represents sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You know, eating anything that's habitual that actually takes you down with a price to pay. Only you know what they are, and you don't have to really, really worry about it on the phone here, but that little bit of clearing up stuff that no longer serves you, that you know you want to get rid of, allow to find a way to dissipate that. But the numbers, that may be a good project for you, to look at the numerology of how to take down something that you've been powerless over before. Am I making sense?
Very much so. That is very cool.
Wow, Erica, thank you so much. We're going to go to another caller real quick because we're winding down here now. Thank you. Good morning, Denise.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Good. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It was nice to see the sun come up on the beach.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I'm looking at the sun on the water and on the sand. It's really kind of neat to look at.
Amazing. That's great.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, Denise, 1 being like empty or not much and 10 being absolutely successful or strong, on a scale of 1 to 10, How close of a relationship do you have with money?
How close of a relationship?
Yeah, how close are you? Just like you say, I'm close to my husband, I'm close to my son, I'm close to my mother. On a scale of 1 to 10, how close are you with money?
Probably, I would say about a 7 or 8. I come in contact with money quite a lot, but I'm not very good at managing my money.
Do you handle money at the bank and count it, but it's not yours?
It's like, definitely something like that. I manage to, thank God, I mean, I come into money nicely, but I'm not good at managing my money. I'm not going to say I am. I'm not.
I love it. You just build on yourself. That's great, because that's the way it becomes fun. You know, rather than being heavy and serious, it's like, okay. I laugh because the Wheel of Fortune is blessing you with even more increase. But now, Denise, I want you to hear this.
Okay.
What if you were the person in your locale, in your neighborhood, in your family, that was being called upon to create humanitarian or spiritual precepts to get something started to help others by using the money that you do have to start something that will grow and create a foundation or grow and create a small group, even a small stipend for someone who needs it in emergency? There's just something about money is blessing you and will continue to bless you if you pick a cause that you want to be aligned with or create or start. It can start small, it can start medium size, it can start. I just see that once you set the parameters of what you'd like to do in any field of endeavor, any project, any cause, some of that not managing the money properly will automatically inspire you to do so because of a mission that you're on. Does that make sense?
So I need to tell you something. It's been a year, actually, this month, since I had ever called in to get any type of reading or done any reading, anything like that at all. This month, it's actually been a year. And this morning I woke up, and for some reason, I had that little gutsy feeling, and I said, why not? I'm going to call. But a year ago, at this month, during the same time, when before fall came around, how someone else told me the same thing, and I actually have wanted to. I have a big binder put together with all my ideas, and I would love to open a little wellness center and offer different types of therapies, whether it's massage or Reiki, and have different instructors come in and just help the community. And I have all this in my binder. Isn't that something? I've had my binder for almost 6 years, and I've just added to it and added to it. And now you're telling me this.
Well, I can tell you right now, I think a free assessment with my dowsing work, I'd love to, when we get off of the air, talk to you about your free assessment. And by the way, everyone on the call, I do free dowsing assessments as to where the blocks are for people in any aspect of their life. And it's been pretty darn accurate. Not only has it been accurate where I can measure and tell you what categories are blocking you from success in any given situation, but then if we were to go to contract on this and actually clear it up and clean it up, it's amazing how things come together. You could have a simple thing like, what percentage of your soul still feels it was unwanted at birth? And that energy can still be with you that's not, let's say, chiropractically adjusted. But mm-hmm. the fact that you're getting an alignment again, you're having this situation, I have more than enough ideas for you in how to get this thing implemented. And it may very well be that it wasn't time to start till now because of gathering your information. But you are a different person from 2 years ago. You are going to be even a more of an evolved person in 6 months if you align with Source. So if we can get together at another time, if you can call me at 828-216-9039, we can do that assessment for you. I got to tell you, you might be able to save lives. I say might because you have to step up to the plate when you're ready.
So I would love to speak to you definitely in more detail. Yes, I would like to call you, and I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready. I am, and I've been saving. I mean, I'm not good at, like, with my weekly money income, but saving-wise, I've saved all my money in my 401, and it's built up, and now I'm ready to pull everything out, and I'm just going to go for it.
You can actually not pull everything out, but build the parameters, when someone buys a piece of property, they want to buy their dream house. And someone wants to have a dream house where people can come and visit and feel at home and have guests, but also have a beauty of solace. And, your house is your temple. It's your resting place. You still have to start with the parameters of how wide, how long, how tall, of where the foundation is going to be poured. And then when you start that foundation, then you can decide how high or how many rooms, the layout. And then after the layout and all the code, then you have to decide how to decorate, which room goes where. But you have to start building at the foundation. And the foundation has to be set with intention and with detail. And when it starts from there, you can alter the plans. This will be my meditation room. This will be the room I have guests. This will be my room and my study. In your project, it's the same thing. What population do I want to help? How busy do I want to be? Do I want to be crazy? Do I want to run it? Does it run me? These are the things that if you start off building on a fine foundation, there's a scripture that talks about building your house on the rock so that when things come in the form of trouble and challenges, the house will not fall. And there's one other thing. There's an angelic, young angelic. It's almost like someone who's become angelic. Young girl, is it a boy? I can't make it out. That wants to come in on this project. So this may be a young person that has passed, but wants to definitely be part of your foundation, whatever it is you create. Jeez. Wow, all that before my pancakes. I haven't had a cup of coffee yet.
That was awesome. That was amazing.
Wow. Did you get Bill's telephone number?
I am now back because I'm currently at work, and I'm back at my desk with my pen ready to write, and I was about to ask him if I could have that number again, please.
Yeah, it's 828-216-9039, and my website is Bill Bowers Guidance. The number one thing I always provide is clarity. That's the number one thing. The unstuckness, the Teflon, right? Right. Bill Bowers, Bowers, guidance.com. And my email address is chakrablue, chakrablue, 14 at Yahoo.
14 at Yahoo.com. Bill, and when would you say it's okay for me to call you? Is it... maybe this weekend or during the week?
No, you can call it any time. You can call it today. It's more important that you call. I will get back to you when I can, but I will get back to you.
Okay, then I will do that. I'm at work right now, but I will definitely do that because I would like to speak to you some more.
Okay, very good.
You guys made my week. I mean, you guys made my weekend, my day.
Oh, cheer
life
up,
is good
will you?
Today.
That's awesome.
Life is good today. You guys are the best.
Yeah.
Wow. We love you, Denise.
Both only love and light. Oh, much love to you both, too.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
I will let you guys go. Yes, okay. Many smiles.
Many smiles, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God. I love her energy.
Yeah. Yeah. She might surprise herself with what's about to happen.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, listen, if you are on the line right now and you have a quick question for Bill Bowers, please press 1 on your telephone keypad because we're getting ready to close this party down.
Well,
all
my
right.
Party's going to continue. We're going to have breakfast afterwards.
Good morning. Good morning. 3220, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What's your name?
Sharon.
Sharon, you have a question for Bill?
Employment.
I already, the minute I heard your voice, I'm really excited. You called at just the right time. Here's the message. She also said it was employment, but I got it before she said that. Number one, allow yourself to be comfortable with not knowing. And let me explain why. When we're in limbo and we know we need to be doing something and we feel like we're being idle, Americans especially, we don't like downtime or a time of not having a game plan. And when things don't work out and we're still stagnating and there's not much going on, whether you're employed now or not, but you want to get something that's more gainful, that's more of the work that you need to do, that will pay your expenses and thrive, you have to allow yourself the time to be at the holding station, at the bus depot, waiting for it to arrive so you can take off. The number one way that new employment or creative employment or stuff that inspires you is to get out there and be visible socially. Get out there with every invitation you're invited to. Check the paper not so much for jobs or for applying for work so much as art openings, museum openings, a potluck to raise kids, money for a kid with cancer. Find ways to be visible and have a business card made up. It could be just your name and just your contact information. You could say, my name is, here's my card. The card says, blah, 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 spiritual life coach. Anything you want. Create and profess something in the facsimile of what you want to do, but be social. And you may not like to get out there and schmooze, cocktail in hand. Recognize that there are people that are trying to find you, and there are you trying to find people that want to see your skills and use them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. We have a tendency to wall off and hold up and kind of like curl up and not be out there. And that's what will get us in this spiral down of feeling. And, of course, there's more than enough of a steady diet of negativity and fear that you can have with everybody complaining and worrying and the news, blah, 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 blah. But you do have the ability to allow the Holy Spirit to just blow behind you so you're like a sail on a ship going to the right port. And, you know, if you've ever done any boating or been on a boat or any amount of sailing or anything where you've been on the water heading somewhere, it's not just getting to the port. We love going out to sea and sailing away with the breeze and the sun and the light of day. And you've been hurt before. There's even been some jobs, I think, where there's been problems where you felt you either let go or wanted to leave because you felt like you didn't do a good job. It felt like a failure or a loss. And that does not have to happen now. And even if you've not worked for a while and you're feeling insecure about it, all of that can out of the way when you just get up, step into the sunlight today, look up into the sun, preferably with sunglasses, and say, I am ready. I am ready to be used and inspired of service. Please allow me to do that. If there's any physical stuff going on, that can dissipate with joy. Any of your physical symptoms and any emotional depressions you're dealing with right now, it's really because of the mind and heart being weighed down heavy with a set of luggage that you don't need to be carrying. Lighten up. It's okay to be in limbo. Allow the God to create a new universe for you. If the angels wanted to create a brand new color, think of all the shades you could make with that color and the 8 primary colors there are. You're the goddess of your weekly planner. Do not attend every worry you're invited to, and find ways to volunteer. Go to the hospital, volunteer for kids. Do something that gets you out into the public so that you can be of service and not worry about anything else but that you'll be taken care of, and you'll be blessed threefold.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm going to give you my mailing address because you're going to send me some chocolate.
How did you know I like chocolate?
Who doesn't like chocolate? Do you know that it has been proven that our taste buds, you know how you can taste the sour on one part of the tongue and sweet on the other? when we eat chocolate, especially if it's organic, it registers on the part of the brain the same place as a hug. Did you know that?
No, because
I know it now. Well, yeah, they say that the brain registered in the area where you receive eating chocolate to the brain, in that area of the brain, and getting a hug, it's the same endorphins that are released. So there you go.
Okay, I'm considering going to a job fair.
Okay, talk about being social and being visible. That sounds like a really good idea.
Well, thank you.
One other thing. Here's one other thing. And I want you to really, really hear this. We really want you to hear this. Getting a job for the sake of a job can put you back where you are now before you called us regarding, okay, well, the money might be there, but you might be working with coworkers or a boss or people that you don't really end up liking it, okay?
Right.
Do not take on anything without being fulfilled. I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to direct you in possibility in something you've not done before. Just be open to, you're going to go through the motions, you're going to look for what you need to look for, but allow for the universe, the Holy Spirit, God, Goddess, Mother, Father, Goddess, to pull the rug up or direct you in another direction. You'll know it because you will get the vibe, you'll get the chills, you'll get the butterflies. You'll say, well, I don't know if I even, but if it appeals to you and it feels exciting, like you're going to go to a new country, you're going to go for a trip someplace you've never been, that's the Holy Spirit wanting to direct you to something new. So when you do get gainfully employed, it's going to be a little scary, but it's going to be thrilling.
That's the job fair.
There you go.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you get your answer?
You're on your way. I like that.
Yep. We said wow at the same time.
Yep. Well, and call us back and let us know how you do.
I will.
All right.
Thank you
so much for calling this morning.
Thank
Bill,
you.
We have one more caller on the line. We've had 8 minutes left to the show, so I know you're long-winded here, but I just wanted to make you aware, okay?
Yep.
Good morning. 4205, you're on the air.
Good morning. Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hey. Do you want to just get a general reading, or do you have a question for Bill?
Just a general reading would be great.
There's no restriction at all to your ability to manifest at this time. You have the ability to have an idea or a thought, whether it's something you're already doing or something you've been thinking about or just something you love doing. If you visualize it, feel it, act as if you're in it in a 3D visualization, you're going to be able at this particular time for the next 12 months for you to be able to create that which you want on the earthly plane. So start off with small things. Start off with, oh, I want to manifest a surprise invite to dinner. I want to manifest some extra money to buy some clothing for myself just because. And just visualize that you have the ability to turn thought into 3D matter.
Whoa.
Okay.
Scared of you.
You know what that's saying to me, Bill, is that, hey, you've done all the work.
Right.
You know all the principles. It's
right.
just time to practice.
Or rely on and remember the memories of when it's come through before. Take that same vibe of success of asking for something and manifesting it and pay it forward.
Okay, great. Wow, okay.
You resonate with that?
I resonate with that, absolutely.
Amen.
Check out my website, Bill Bowers Guidance, and read some of the principles there.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you. All right, Bill. You know, I keep looking at this. I've got this little clip up here about from The Wizard of Oz about courage. And And I just want to play it really quickly because it's only 38 seconds, but I just love this because it just tells us what it's a reminder that we just need to have a little courage, a little
right.
courage to practice and face our fears.
Right.
What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage. What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricot? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
Oh, you could say that again.
It just takes a little courage.
Perfect, Cynthia.
I just love that. Just have a little courage, you know? Wow, we are so blessed to have you on the show this morning, Bill. We've enjoyed you. I'm telling you, people who didn't have the courage to call in this morning, they really missed it because you were on fire. As soon as the line was open, you were like, okay, you didn't even give the people time to say their question. You said, I have a word for you, and this is it.
Yeah, and that was without caffeine, too, I tell you.
I know. You were on fire. Hey, living next to that water has really...
I am going right across the street to the beach in gratitude for this morning's call, Cynthia. Thank you so much.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. Boy, you were on fire. Listen, Denise puts in the chat room, hey, he rocked.
Well, that makes me think of a song I like, and it's Rock Steady, Baby. That's what I'm feeling now.
All right. Now. Well, listen, we're going to wind this down.
Yeah.
I also wanted to share both you and Dr. Reggie, and this is what's so beautiful about the energy, the divine energy of God, when he's working with light workers kind of puts them all on the same path because there's a need on the planet for certain things to happen at certain times. And you'll notice that light workers, even ministers, will start teaching the same thing. If you go flip through the channels, they're all kind of giving the same message. What you and Dr. Reggie are being guided to do right now is ascension work.
Yeah.
What you're doing, Bill, is clearing energy, clearing the blockages to raise individuals' frequencies when you raise the frequency, you're talking about ascension work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Reggie has been instructed to do ascension treatment. It's a different form of what you're doing, but it's clearing those blockages to raise the frequency. And in particular, he's been instructed to work with light workers. And so I wanted to make people aware that both of you are available to do that work. Dr. Reggie is working specifically with light workers. He has been instructed with light workers to do this ascension treatment work. And so you can reach Dr. Reggie at 800-401-8129. If you would like to have an ascension treatment, if you are an intuitive, if you are a Reiki healer, if you you're doing energy, any form of energy work, you should be in touch with him because right now there's an energy that's out there that is really can be oppressive to energy workers. If you are thinking about becoming a light worker or an energy worker and you're in that struggle mode, you need to really get in touch with Bill. So you both are on the same wavelength, same frequency, and I love it. I'm going to ask Dr. Mitchell to take us into our closing prayer.
Okay. As we breathe deeply and live consciously in the spirit, I call forth Angel Michael, Archangel Michael, to raise your vibrational frequencies within your physical, astral, mental, etheric, and spiritual bodies in this fifth dimensional frequency right now, I call forth complete, full baptism of the Holy Spirit in your energy now. I call forth the ascension column of light to surround your entire being. I also call forth the full activation of your pituitary gland to create only the life hormone and to stop producing the death hormone. I call forth your mighty I Am presence to activate your divine blueprint in your conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind and body system. I now call forth and fully activate your Kundalini energy as guided by the mighty I Am presence. I call forth and fully claim your physical immortality and your complete cessation of the aging and death process, and you are now youthing and becoming younger every day. I call forth the ancient trinity that I prayed to in ancient times, of the trinity of Isis, Osiris, and Horus, and all pyramid energies that are aligned with God's source, to now descend into your consciousness and your body system, and to become fully activated now. And I call forth the mighty I Am presence and the spirit to fully descend in your consciousness and make you the ascended master that you are truly to become and that you truly are. I believe it is so, and so it is.